It's Thursday, May 26th. This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. The 2022 Colorado legislative session is wrapped up in Denver. For Perry Will, it's his last time representing Moffat and Rio Blanco counties in the Colorado House. Because of redistricting, those two counties aren't in District 57 anymore.
Oh, I love serving them. I think I was a good fit for that district. You know, I did the best job I could for them in all aspects of the state representative job. And actually, this makes me almost ill to lose those two counties because I just identify and love the people in those two counties. But seat doesn't belong to me. It belongs to the people.
Perry Will is running in his old district, but if elected in November, he would now represent Garfield, part of Eagle County and Pitkin County, which is where Aspen's located. Colorado House Representative Dylan Roberts hosted a virtual town hall this week with a 2022 Colorado legislative session wrap-up. It was his last session serving in the Colorado House for House District 26.
It has been the privilege of a lifetime to represent Eagle County and Rapp County in the State House. And it's the best job, the hardest job I've ever had, but the best job I've ever had.
Roberts is running for Colorado Senate District 8 in November. There are eight counties in that district, including Rout, Jackson, Eagle, Moffat, and Rio Blanco counties. Tonight is a school board meeting for the Moffat County School District. The regular meeting starts at 6:30 at 600 Texas Avenue in Craig. In the Moffat County School District, today's the last day of school for students. Graduation for the Moffat County class of 2022 is at 10 o'clock Saturday morning in the high school gym. The class of 2022 from Steamboat Springs High School graduates at 10 o'clock also Saturday outside at Gardner Field. Students from Sirocco High School, they'll graduate Saturday at 11. Today's also the last day of school for the kids in Hayden. The last day of school for Sirocco kids is next Thursday, and then Steamboat kids is Friday, June 3rd. The CDPHE is starting today to send text messages and email reminders to Coloradoans 50 years old and older who can get a fourth dose of the COVID vaccine. Grand Ole West days start tonight in Craig. The carnival is at the Moffat County Fairgrounds, and there are activities there all weekend. Arts and crafts, food and drink vendors are wanted for Craig's new event. Yampa River Rocks Reggae Festival is June 18th at Loudy Simpson Park in Craig. To sign up as a vendor or get more details about the event, visit yampafest.com. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.